we're in the low class.
Yeah.
Just common.
Okay. But it wouldn't be a bad thing to say about
somebody. No, I wouldn't get insulted if people called me that twice.
Okay. All right. How about someone like yourself, who really gets around a lot, you'd say he's really, really...
On the go. He's a road runner.
Okay. Do you ever use the word lively or pirated?
Yes. Pirated, lively, means that he's active.
Okay. And if something, you're not really worried about something, but you say, I just feel a little, not really worried about it, but, your kids are out too late at night, and you say, I just feel a little
uncomfortable.
All right. And if a child won't go upstairs with the lights out, and say about the dark, you'd say
he'd be afraid of the dark.
All right. And if something isn't like this, a certain something, you talk about anything, you'd say, for instance, the old gray mare,
she's not what she used to be.
Okay. And do you ever use that word used to be in the negative sense? In other words, that didn't used to be, or
that could be
used to be.
Didn't used to be.
All right.
Yeah, that's quite a common expression.
All right. And how about somebody who doesn't watch out what he's doing? He's just very.
He's careless.
All right. And
stupid.
Okay. And someone who's rather strange. Peculiar ways.
Peculiar ways, he'd be retarded.
Okay.
Well, let's see, I can get mad, have something else. I don't know what kind of, but he'd be retarded.
Okay, would you ever use the word queer?
Yes.
Queer?
We call that in homosexuals.
Is a what?
Queer.
Okay. And then, how about someone who just won't change his mind, no matter how much you try to convince him?
Hard shell.
Okay. And if someone, that's good. How about someone who's easily offended? Takes offense.
Yeah, he'd be high-tempered.
Okay. Do you ever use touches or touchy?
Yes, that's touchy.
All right. And if someone gets very excited, you might tell them, now just keep
calm.
All right. And if you've been out working all day and you say, man, I'm really...
he's fatigued, he's retired.
Yeah, and I'm all...
I'm tuckered out.
Okay.
That's the common expression.
Okay. And if someone... someone went to the hospital, you say, when was it that she
had an accident or
took sick or
got
sick?
She took sick, yes.
Right. And if someone has the sniffles, you say, it sounds like he
got a cold.
All right. And a person talks like this.
Oh boy, he got croup.
Okay, and he's hoarse.
Horse.
All right, and it has a
cold.
All right. The person can't keep his eyes open, you say he's kind of
sleepy.
All right. And then if someone falls asleep, you say you better go in there and
go to bed.
But in the morning, you go in there
and wake him up.
All right. And when you at 6 o'clock in the morning, you say I usually
up
awake
at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes.
And then if a person can't hear, you say
he's deaf.
And if a person sits out in the sun, as I was doing before, say I really...
Suntan.
Yesterday I really...
Sunburned.
Talk about the water pouring on.
Oh, perspiration, sweat. We'd call it sweat.
Okay.
Everybody knows what that
sure.
is.
And a person gets a large sore, a discharging sore, big thing.
A scab?
A big, either a boil or a rising.
Let me see, maybe I didn't get the...
You get a large infectious sore on your arm. And you might have to be lanced.
I see, a rising.
Okay, and what's that stuff inside of it?
A core, it has a pus.
Yeah, and then if your arm did that, you'd say it...
It was swollen.
Yeah, yesterday it really...
Puffed up or whatever.
Say it swelled.
Yeah, swell.
Okay. And then what about the stuff inside of a blister?